Did that whole set off with Sally Was a Cop, as requested by Tammy. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids.
Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
When Rebecca Lucy Taylor started her solo project, Self-Esteem, she envisioned making music that could soundtrack a World Cup.
Those moments where music is used to heighten attention, I'd love to be the person making that music sometimes.
That song, Focus is Power, ended up becoming the theme for England's women's soccer team, who just won the European Championship. The track comes from Self-Esteem's latest album, A Complicated Woman.
I had just written down a note in my phone that was like, I'm such a complicated woman. And it almost like it amuses me to say that because I'm not. I'm the most basic woman, experiencing life like every woman with the hand I have been dealt.
Coming up, Rebecca Lucy Taylor joins me to talk about A Complicated Woman and the long path to get here.
I was in a band for so long with somebody else and I just couldn't get my way so often that Self-Esteem has always been like taking my bra off at the end of a long day. Like, I just don't overthink it. I just do it.
It's Self-Esteem on today's World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. A 26-year-old woman has died in an ATV crash in the Iron Range Off-Highway Vehicles State Recreation Area near Gilbert over the weekend. The Gilbert Police Department responded around 10 on Saturday morning. The woman, later identified as Tia Muller of Chisholm, died from being pinned underneath the ATV. The driver, 25-year-old Jonathan Muller, was airlifted to Duluth with serious injuries. Police learned the crash happened sometime the evening before, and the pair weren't discovered by other ATVers until the next day. Tia Muller was a volunteer firefighter with the Cherry Fire Department. The department said in a Facebook post that she will be truly missed. A 62-year-old Hopkins man has died following an ATV crash near Grand Rapids Sunday. The Itasca County Sheriff's Office states first responders located a man who was ejected from the vehicle on Prairie Lake Road around 8 p.m. Despite life-saving efforts, Rory Strachota was pronounced dead at the scene. Four girls were rescued after being stranded on Lake Superior near Silver Bay Saturday. The Lake County Sheriff's Office says the girls, ages 14, 13, 10, and 8, were paddleboarding to the smaller of two islands near Black Beach around 8 p.m. The girls lost their paddles, and waves on Lake Superior impeded immediate rescue efforts. Around 1 a.m. Sunday, a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter from Traverse City, Michigan, was able to transport the children from the island to a landing zone in the Silver Bay Business Park. Dozens of over 150-year-old tractors were on display over the weekend near the Itasca State Park for the Lake Itasca Pioneer Farmers 49th Annual Show. Farmers young and old from all over Minnesota and North Dakota took time out of a busy August to bring out their prairie and steam engines for the Case Expo. Exhibitor Ned Mars says he previously bought the scale model Case tractor on display for his 7-year-old daughter, who was splitting wood with her brother to feed the boiler. He says he values passing along these skills from generation to generation.
It's an important part of our heritage. I'm from North Dakota. My family originally homesteaded in southern North Dakota, and steam was actually what broke the prairie from where we were at.
Steam was an important fuel source in the pioneer days, and pioneers did their share of wood cutting. Steam also powers the Redby Mill. Lake Itasca Pioneer Farmers President Brian Misek says the mill is one of the show's more popular attractions.
The J. Neal's Redby Sawmill that was first put together in 1900 in Cass Lake, and that was later moved to Lower Red Lake in about 1930 and ran it through about 1962. And so it's a steam-operated sawmill, extremely unique.
The show is held the third weekend of August every year at the organization's 25-acre showgrounds. The Minnesota Department of Transportation will host an open house on Wednesday as the agency plans to reconstruct a section of downtown Crookston beginning in 2027. The redesigned corridor will include a lane reduction to accommodate wider sidewalks and a bicycle lane, and will remove three traffic signals while installing new pedestrian crossing beacons. The open house will be from 4:30 to 6:30 at Crookston City Hall. The Department of Employment and Economic Development awarded contamination cleanup and investigation grants to three northern Minnesota cities in its latest round of funding. Floodwood, Virginia, and Two Harbors will use the money to assess and clean up sites for private redevelopment. The grant covers up to 75% of the costs of removing contamination at approved polluted sites. The Floodwood West Infrastructure and Housing Expansion Project was awarded $50,000 for a site that's historically been used for agricultural cropland and possibly vehicle maintenance. The city plans to redevelop the site into a mixed-use area that will include 30 rental units, 34 owner-occupied units, light industrial facilities, and new public streets and utilities. The city expects the project will create 14 new jobs, retain 14 jobs, and increase the local tax base by $127,000. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at KAXE.org, where you can also find content from our music, Phenology, and morning show teams. Sign up for the Buzz newsletter for the week's best stories and audio from your favorite community radio station. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank. From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. Rebecca Lucy Taylor, who performs as Self-Esteem, is a complicated woman. Or maybe not.
I had just written down a note in my phone that was like, I'm such a complicated woman. And it almost like it amuses me to say that because I'm not. I'm the most basic woman, experiencing life like every woman with the hand I have been dealt.
Taylor's experiences are unabashedly on display on A Complicated Woman, the follow-up album to her award-winning sophomore breakout, Prioritize Pleasure. Since splitting with her band Slow Club in 2017, Self-Esteem has become one of the most vital voices in pop music, unapologetically honest, irreverent, and fun. Coming up, Rebecca Lucy Taylor joins me to talk about taking control of her career and what happens when the successes you've dreamed of sort of happens. Our session gets started with a live performance of Focus is Power. It's Self-Esteem on World Cafe.
I never could have told you anything I longed for while I was in the water. Swimming against tides with torture, take it in our stride, laugh it off, take it on the chin just right. Don't be too loud and too quiet, but I got all this fire.
I know you're feeling ready for your life. recorded live, it's Self-Esteem with the performance of Focus is Power. It's from the new album, A Complicated Woman, which follows her critically acclaimed record, Prioritize Pleasure. Singer, composer, multi-instrumentalist, and producer Rebecca Lucy Taylor is my guest. She performs as Self-Esteem. I'm Kaleo. It's World Cafe. Rebecca, so nice to meet. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
After the success of 2021's Prioritize Pleasure, which was shortlisted for the Mercury Prize and a lot of outlets' album of the year, that gives you a lot of freedom to decide where to go next, what kind of records you want to make. And it sounds like a good dilemma to have. What were some of the ideas you were considering?
Well, there is a type of record I really want to make that's a real 180 from what I've been doing. But I'd always said in my head, it's Self-Esteem was only ever going to be a trilogy of records. And it isn't, obviously, now, because I've got... because I don't think they'd let me call it something else, my next one. But it felt like cheating if I went 180'd on it just yet. But the most challenging thing to do was to complete the trilogy, which always in my mind was just like a bigger version of Prioritize Pleasure. It was actually a lot harder to do that than it would have been to just choose my own way, you know?
Yeah, totally. I mean, and you think about the pressure that comes after the success of a big album, and there are a lot of people who have expectations of what that might be, from the label to the fans to yourself. And I love that you joked that you said, you know, if you simply wanted to make more money, you'd call the album Here Come the Girls and 10 Tracks of Empowerment, which, hey, someone out there is like, that's not a bad idea. We should get someone on that. But for you, it was a bad idea. Was there ever any temptation to do something like that? I can't envision it, seriously.
No, I mean, this is honestly the problem I'm truly figuring out at the moment, is that, I mean, I've been making music for 14 years nearly, right? And the goal is always to make it, quote unquote, make it, desperately try and make it. And I sort of did on Prioritize Pleasure in this way, that suddenly everyone was listening and I was selling tickets and I was this sort of big deal in the UK. And then if you want to capitalize on that, and I'm being really binary and really reductive, but you have to broaden what your sound. I'm kind of like, I'm an artist, but I'm also like dreadfully sort of, I could run a label. Do you know what I mean? I know how this works, and I know what consumerism is, and I know how, you know, if you want to make something wider these days and the times we're living in, you have to dilute it almost and dilute it down to what would catch light, right? Minging way to talk about music, hate it, don't want to talk about it like this, but it just never left my head. When I was in direct conflict with like how I actually like to work, what I actually like musically, you know, the art I want to make. So I didn't have a nice time making the record, to be honest, because I was just too aware of that. I made Prioritize Pleasure from this place of like, I was gonna, you know, nothing mattered, no one was waiting for it. It really was just like, I made exactly what was in my soul. This I made exactly what was in my soul by about, you know, 85%, but the terror was this, like, I have to make it bigger. So I'm doing a lot of reflecting on like, what does that mean, and why do we have to get bigger, and what is bigger, and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
The existential dread of trying to make a career. I wouldn't even know where to start. But so you mentioned something, though, that this, you know, you envision this as a trilogy. And I don't want to be binary or reductive here, but if we thought that the first record was sort of about maybe validation, and the second record is a little bit like, you know what, maybe we don't need the validation at all. I'm wondering, how did the third chapter of the trilogy, which I'm guessing you probably had a sense of what you wanted it to be, evolve as you were going through this process post-Prioritize Pleasure?
Yeah, it sort of didn't... I didn't have an idea of what they were going to say. I just knew I wanted there to be three.
Got it.
And then I wanted to sort of go down a bit, because genre-wise, I'm just so into so many things, and I just went. So, but I didn't really realize, and it isn't reductive. That is the records. Like, even the titles, it's like the first one I'm saying, please love me. The second one is like, actually, now I'm going to love myself. And then the third one, kind of proud that it says, there isn't an answer, you know, like, you know, and but if I was smart and I wanted to make a lot of money, I'd have said, you know, the answer is love or, you know, my,
all of our problems are solved.
Yeah. Like, I'd say something so, you know, thin like that. But, I think that it's the fact that complicated woman is, it's complicated and I don't know. And it's sort of saying like, oh my God, there isn't this top of this mountain that I've always thought there would be. It just really reflective of where I'm at as a person. And I'm sure most people are at my age.
This is World Cafe. We're here with Rebecca Lucy Taylor, who performs as Self-Esteem. The new album is available now. It's called A Complicated Woman. I was listening to Mother, and it reminded me of a very well-known Harper's Bazaar article that's been making the rounds again called Men Have No Friends and Women Bear the Burden. And it's about how women in relationships are expected to be the sole emotional conduit for their partners. It was a very satisfying listen for me to hear Mother. Was it satisfying to record and put out?
Yeah, it was. It came together very quickly, and I'm proud of it. And it's not about men, you know. It's actually about an ex-girlfriend of mine, just at its generation, like where it began. I mean, you read it as, it is that, though, the emotional labor and the also just sometimes and often way more prevalent with men of like, I've taught men to like chop vegetables. I've taught them to, you know, I've certainly made all of them dress better. And then that's why it's even worse when by the end it's a kick, you know, when a relationship breaks down or they leave or whatever, you're like, I've just provided this free education to you, and you get to take that on now forwards to impress someone else with. But you didn't even know how to, you know, skin a piece of fish.
you're basically people going to finishing school in a relationship.
Yeah, but that's on me as well, isn't it? Because I'm trying to make them what I'd like them to be.
Fair
What's
enough.
Going on here at NPR? I'm realizing some things this morning.
Just another day on World Cafe. Let's listen to Self-Esteem recorded live. Here is Mother.
I am not your mother. I'm not your mother. I am not your mom. I am not your mother, I'm not your mother, I am not your mom. I am not your mother, and nor should you want me to be. Falling asleep on my chest is your fantasy, but where does that leave me? Who's holding me? I am not your therapist, you don't pay me enough for this. Work on your own. Yeah, kiss is your. Get back to me, and we can see. I am not your cleaner, your tailor, wide-eyed believer. My memory is clear to me, 'cause guess what? Yeah, I
recorded live on World Cafe. It's Self-Esteem with Mother, a new song from the album A Complicated Woman. Rebecca Lucy Taylor, who performs the Self-Esteem, is my guest. Can I ask you about your vocal delivery on that? Because it feels like a chant. Can you talk about how you approach that?
It's so straight out of my stomach that I don't question it. Like, I knew that's how that has to sound. It just does. That's not a great answer, but sometimes I have an idea of what it should be, but this time it was always just like that. I knew that lyric had to feel like that. Because I sort of mix of like apathy and defiance, I think.
Yeah, it is, I can tell you are not like asking compassion, not compassionately, but it's not like you're asking for a favor, you know, a demand. Does that happen often where you know, like, pretty quickly what you want to do for vocal delivery on a song?
Yeah.
Where you're going to live in it?
Yeah. And it changes as you tour it sometimes, but mostly, yeah. I mean, I was in a band for so long with somebody else and I just couldn't get my way so often. The Self-Esteem has always, it's been like taking my, you know, bra off at the end of a long day. Like I just don't overthink it. I just do it. So yeah, vocal delivery or like vibe or, you know, I actually on this record tried to work with a vocal producer just out of interest because I was like, what do all the big pop stars have when they rap, you know, when they make albums? And there's like specific tuning people and then there's delivery people and there's, so I was like, I want to see what that's like, what happens if you have one. And I tried it and I hated it and I immediately never did it again. So, but it was interesting too, because there are, this gets back to the question of like pushing through for like mainstream success or not, because I see why a vocal coach helping you deliver it in a certain way that might scientifically connect with more brains, you know, I get it and I respect it, but I'm just like, I can't do it.
I kind of want to stay on the production side of it because you once again teamed up with Johan Hugo, who's would you consider him your co-producer, partner, musical partner? How would you describe your relationship?
We co-produce and, you know, sometimes mostly I've sort of, the music is in my mind and then he's wonderful at helping get it out of there.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's made a beat or a loop and I've written on top of that, but it's very much just me and him whittling away together.
Wait, so I correct me if I'm wrong, because I think I read this that you don't have a background in music theory, so it's a matter of trying to get the sounds from your head into the recording session.
It's hard. And you know what? I lose, to get nitty gritty, if I could play the guitar better than I can, I'd retain more of my writing publishing rights. Because this has always, you know, this is an issue and people don't speak about it, but you're like, I know exactly what it is and all we're doing is finding what it is with someone who's better at the computer than me, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
And it does feel quite frustrating. But the answer is I just have to learn to use the computer. But have I done that? No. will I do that? Apparently not. And Johan is so good at knowing what I mean, and our textures and our sound, our tastes are so similar that the speed at which I get it out of here and then into a more realized sounding thing with him, it's so quick. And you don't have long to do this, you know, and I'm also very impatient. So when I've worked with other producers where I'm like, it just needs to feel like this. I use a lot of language like feeling and I describe feelings and
emotion. Yeah.
But Johan's, you know, he makes soundtracks. He makes, he's a feelings guy as well. So I'm really lucky I found him.
That's Rebecca Lucy Taylor, AKA Self-Esteem. Her new album is A Complicated Woman. Coming up, more live performances and more conversation with Rebecca, including her dream to write a song that might one day be played at a World Cup. That's coming up when we get back to World Cafe.
back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. We're continuing our conversation with Rebecca Lucy Taylor, the UK pop singer-songwriter who performs as Self-Esteem. Her latest album is A Complicated Woman, and I wanted to ask about a specific goal that she had that during this interview hadn't come true yet.
Part of the vision for the record that I absolutely love, because modern musicians don't have a lot of swagger, is that you wanted to produce songs and make songs that you could hear in World Cup montages, which I love it. Like I said, you don't hear that very often from folks. Can you tell me a little bit more about what you heard in your head and how that translates, how you make a World Cup montage?
Yeah. You know what? I think it's back to like theatrics and sort of passion. And I always love, like, I have music is all I ever sort of play. All I did as a kid was like listen to music and like create worlds in my head with it. And like, I always was drawn to the most sort of windy clifftop sounding songs, you know, like, or triumphant winning songs. And then as you get older and I just still am. And then I consume a lot of television, so I love a lot of like reality competition television. and there those moments where music is used to heighten the tension. I don't know, I was just like, I'd love to be the person making that music sometimes. If not now, it's soon, was very much me trying to do that. when I finished, everybody that I play all my music to, she sort of from demo onwards, and she and I were sat around a table when there wasn't a middle eight for it. We were doing like, and the winner of MasterChef 2005, eight. If not now, well, and then I was like, yeah, it works. We were testing it.
I want to do another live performance. Check out this track, If Not Now, It's Soon.
This is a song called If Not Now, It's Soon.
Everything you are, everything you see, everyone got used to who you pretend to be. What if you're not scared? What if you're just here? On all the pages, turn on what you stand on to see clear. Me.
I know. One way become how we demand belief to be right, to be true. Hold on, cause if not now, it's soon. And whatever is right for you will guide you through. Take it back to the beginning before you skin it all that picnic. Like you just wanted to sing. You didn't know what that would bring. Cause if not now, it's soon. Whatever is right for you will guide you through.
Recorded live, it's Self-Esteem with If not now, it's soon. It's from the new album, A Complicated Woman, which is available everywhere. I am Kaleo. It's World Cafe. Rebecca Lucy Taylor is my guest. She performs with Self-Esteem. The word complicated isn't exactly coded. I always think you can tell if it's a pejorative depending on what or who it's being used on. I'm kind of curious why you wanted to put that word front and center for the new title.
Album titles are pretty solid in my brain quite early on. Like, I know what my next one's called already, and often they can change at the last minute, but mostly they don't. And I had just written down a note in my phone that was like, I'm such a complicated woman, and it amuses me to say that, because I'm the most basic woman experiencing life like every woman with the hand I have been dealt, which is a pretty privileged one. Like, I'm reacting perfectly reasonably to the system, but it still registers as complicated to other people. Like, I don't make sense, and I'm like, I don't know, I just got very obsessed with it's just such a useful word to, but it can be weaponized, you know, it can be used to gloss over things instead of like interrogating them. But yeah, it's just a great word. And so it was sort of at first tongue in cheek. It still kind of is. I'm a complicated woman. Of course I am. What do I want? A medal? I've spent so long in my life trying to be like everybody else, or the idea of what everyone else is, or this picture perfect ending, that it was like I was coming out as someone who can't do that.
I think it's also playful and messes with expectations, obviously, you know, on a level that maybe anybody looking at the album for the first time, they might be able to pick it up. Mm-hmm. Although, if you look at the album for the first time, you see A Complicated Woman, and I'm doing this for our radio audience. It's you against a black backdrop, just your portrait, wearing, I guess, what would be a maid outfit, and you're screaming, I think. I can't hear. Very Handmaid's Tale, very Puritan. Was that something you were thinking about when you thought about the album title, or did that come later?
It came a little bit later. I knew it was just this idea about reacting perfectly reasonably to what is going on, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that still not being okay, and certainly as women it's too much, and the logic doesn't make sense that, like, of course I'm screaming every day, like you would be too if that, you know, this was happening to your type of person that you get to, not you but I mean, like, the man. But yeah, I started thinking about the Crucible and the Puritan stuff, and the, you know, certainly the way the US and the UK is trying to do is, you know, push us back to being like womanhood was then, you know, just felt like they're not going to be happy till we are just in bonnets and aprons serving them. And I guess I wanted to play with the idea of, like, okay, here I am then. I am your subservient, bonneted, aproned wife, but I'm going to be screaming every day of my life if I am doing this. You know, it's not going to be simple. So, yeah.
Wow. It's Self-Esteem on World Cafe. Rebecca Lucy Taylor is my guest. I am Kaleo. It's World Cafe. The new album is available now. It's A Complicated Woman. We've got one more live performance to get to. And I actually want to close with the opening song on the album, which maybe seems a little weird, but there is something pretty anthemic and beautiful, and the spoken word in this piece is so great. I would love if you could tell the audience a little bit about what you were thinking with I Do and I Don't Care.
Yeah, I was feeling this footage of me writing this song, and I look at the camera and I go, this is rubbish. I've lost it. I've got nothing left. So you can see how great I was so burnt out, and I felt like I had my previous album had been sort of empowering and sort of saying, you can do this and you can do anything. I really felt that. And the album release process and just 3 years, I basically worked at solidly every day. And it did exactly what you think it would do to a person. Yeah. And I'm sat there and I've got nothing left. And I felt like a fraud. I felt like I'm why am I, you know, my anxiety was worse than ever. My depression was worse than ever. So I just was genuinely asking, like, if I am so empowered, why am I this coward? Like, and why am I so cowardly still? And it did sort of, I feel that still, but it's answering my own question really of like, it's because it'll come in waves. There'll be times where you aren't and there'll be times where you are, and neither of them are a solution or a failure, you know?
Yeah. Let's take a listen to it. I Do and I Don't Care. It's Self-Esteem on World Cafe.
Very careful what you wish for, she said, looking at me all smug, like she was the first person to say that. I'm not complaining, I say. I'm whinging in a new way. And as yet another person with a doctorate in internet diagnoses me with ADHD, I'm done. I don't care, but I do. I'm still 15 years old, surely. The passing of time is only measured by the child you talk of. Well, I talk about mine, my childhood, the only child I know. I watch the bias cut movie on repeat. In my head, it's still me, but in an old way. One day you will see your reflection in the pub window and you're smoking, even though you've never been a smoker, and you'll think, is this really all there is? This really is all there is, and that's the thing you've got to get comfy with. We're not chasing happiness anymore, girls. We're chasing nothing. The great big still. The deep blue okay. And we're okay today.
recorded live on World Cafe. It's Self-Esteem, I Do and I Don't Care. It's a song that opens the new album from Rebecca Lucy Taylor. It's called A Complicated Woman. It's out now. Rebecca, this was so much fun. Congratulations.
So much fun.
Please come back and see us again soon.
I'd love to. I'd love to. This has been amazing. So nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Cheers. Yep. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
Right now, KAXE needs your financial support. Federal funding for all public media was cut recently, and besides these federal cuts, KAXE has also received cuts from the state of Minnesota for programming you love. We recently heard from our listener, Dave, who talks about how he first discovered KAXE and what made it so special.
It was actually a neighbor of mine. He's from Roseville, and he streams you guys, and he's up north all the time, and he's like, you got to check out KAXE. So I did. That was about probably two and a half years ago, maybe, and started listening to the music, and immediately, just within 5 or 10 minutes of hearing different songs that I'd never heard before, they were awesome, and I just kept listening and listening, just hooked immediately. So, and it was something we were missing from the cities, which obviously has a lot more options, but you guys kind of filled that void for us, so it was great.
Make a donation now at our website, kaxe.org.
Welcome back to World Cafe. We taped that interview with Rebecca Lucy Taylor before her song Focus is Power was used as the theme for England's women's football team as they won the European Championship. Pretty cool stuff. Thanks to Rebecca Lucy Taylor, the new album from Self-Esteem is called A Complicated Woman, and hat tip to our senior producer, Kimberly Junod, for her work on the session. Alanis Morissette is on World Cafe.
Do I stress you out? My sweater is on backwards and inside out, and you say, how appropriate. I don't want to dissect everything today. I don't mean to pick you apart, you see, but I can't help it. And there I go jumping before the gutshot has gone off. Slap me with the splinter. I'm consumed by the chill of solitary. I'm like Estella. I like to reel it in and then spit it out. I'm frustrated by your apathy. And I am frightened by the corrupted race of this land. If only I could meet the maker. And I am fascinated by the spiritual. Oh,
petrified of silence. Here, can you handle this? Did you think about your bills, your ex, your deadlines? Or when you think you're gonna die? Or did you long for the next distraction?
Inspiration hard to find. Across the Rio Grande. Take me to your city lights. Out by the riverside. I know you understand. Play me something down tempo. Low key and rock steady. Body hitting like Kimbo. Falling for you like confetti. More whiskey and ginger. Love, I'm just a beginner. But if I stayed in the middle, just one more night, just one more night. I know a girl with a diamond crown. Grew up in a border town. Took me to an empty dive. Such a pretty silhouette. Show me how to two-step. She brings me back to life. Play me something down-tempo. Low-key and rock-steady. Body hitting like Kimbo. Falling for you like confetti. More whiskey and ginger. Love, I'm just a beginner. What if I stayed in the middle? Just one more night. Just one more night. Oh, oh, oh. Na, na, na. Oh yeah. Tempo, low key and rock steady. Body hitting like Kimbo. Falling for you like confetti. More whiskey and ginger. Love, I'm just a beginner. What if I stayed in the middle? Just one more night. Just one more night.
Emerging and established artists. This is World Cafe.
forever until you wanna sit it out.
The wraps on this edition of World Cafe with Mount Joy featuring Gigi Perez. It's In the Middle from their album Hope We Have Fun. Gigi Perez solo before that, the viral hit that made her a star, Sailor Song. And that about does it for us on World Cafe. Want to thank our affiliates across the country who make this show possible. A show we produce from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. Don't forget our podcast, World Cafe Words and Music, wherever you get your podcasts, thousands of interviews available on demand. That does it for me. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access